Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. It's my pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. You're going to be glad you hung out with us today because our good friend Jane Pollock is back on the show, ladies and gentlemen. Jane is a very successful entrepreneur herself. She is a public speaker, a business coach. She is the author of an outstanding book called Soul Proprietor, S-O-U-L, Sole Proprietor, and 101 Lessons from a Lifestyle Entrepreneur. And as I said, she's our good friend Jane Pollock. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Glad to be here.
It's great to have you back, Jane. And I know one of the things you want to talk about is the importance. I know you want to talk about distance learning, but I think it's important, Jane, that we basically underpin our entire visit today with the concept of continual learning, whether it's distance or otherwise.
I'm so glad you said that because I do one of the sessions that I give. In fact, the session I'm giving via teleclass now is 21 Strategies for Growing Your Business, and teaching and taking courses is vital. So, part of this is keeping up with, everything is happening so quickly. There are so many things that didn't even exist 10 years ago that we have to stay current with. And so I absolutely want to underscore that, too, that continuously learning through reading and taking classes and seminars is absolutely vital to being successful in business.
The Roman statesman and philosopher Plato, a couple of thousand years ago, started learning Greek at the age of 75.
Oh, really? I didn't know
that.
And
his friend said, what are you doing at your age? Why are you taking up Greek? He said it's the youngest age I have.
That's great. I nothing makes me feel as exhilarated as being in a classroom. I absolutely love it, and we're ageless when we're studying. there's just nothing. It's all fresh and new and exciting. I think it's vital to staying young and informed in whatever business you're in.
Well, see, that's the way you are, but a lot of people aren't like that. A lot of people shun the classroom. They actually don't feel comfortable in the classroom. They don't like the environment. I know, and there are people on both sides of the aisle there, so to speak. But yet they want to learn, or they know that they still need to learn. And thank goodness, in the 21st century, Jane, there are all these different ways, all these different environments, all these different ways to plug in to learning different things, whether it be philosophy or how to build a website or how to send an email or whatever it might be. The ability to learn is everywhere these days, isn't it?
And also I think you point to something really interesting. They actually have a term, adult learner, because once you're out of the school system, our needs change. And I think people become quite fragile as adult learners. We don't want to be shamed. We don't, we may not be as fast as other people. You feel like you have more at risk. So there are actually ways of teaching adults. So I think you're so accurate in saying that people don't want to go. And I think it's because they had bad classroom experiences. I think they would like to, take a pill and have the knowledge or be intravenously fed.
Right.
But you're right. There are so many ways there. When I learned Constant Contact, which is the newsletter system I use, there's a tutorial, and you get to go at your own pace, and everything, there's a link to everything that you might not understand, so it is broken down into really bite-sized pieces for the learner.
The CEO of that company was on my show yesterday. Gail Goodman's a good friend of mine.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, she's a good lady.
I read about her all the time.
Right. Yeah. I'll introduce you to her.
I would love that.
You'd like that. She's a neighbor. She's in just a state north of you. But the thing that I founded this company on, this show on, is based on the topic that you want to talk about today, because a lot of small business owners know that they need to get smarter. They know they need to learn things, learn information that they don't have. But I think, I believed in the beginning that one of the reasons why they didn't get the information they needed was because they didn't want the world to know that they didn't know. They thought they had this weird idea. I think they still do have this weird idea that they're already supposed to know all this stuff.
Right, right.
And they don't know, and if they ask somebody, where can I learn about this, they're admitting to the marketplace that they're not competitive. And that's, of course, it's a backward way of thinking. It's wrong,
right.
Folks. You shouldn't think that way. But regardless, Jane, that's an emotion that I'm not going to fight. And so what I chose to do is to provide information to people where they can plug in anonymously. And there's a lot of stuff out there like that, isn't there?
That's exactly right, and so I'm offering this teleclass now through a company, and I don't even know who's on the line, and they can be completely anonymous.
Right.
They all pick up their phones, they dial in, and what's really cool is that I'm speaking live, but I believe they're recording it, and then I have a PowerPoint presentation, which is all visual, so it's not, you know, bullet point A, B, C. It's a visual that supports what it is I'm saying, so they have something interesting to look at. One of the things I said, you know, in the very beginning is, you know, everybody is very tempted to multitask because here you are on the phone. I can't see you. You could be emailing or putting on nail polish or, you know, eating your lunch. But really,
right.
You're going to get the most out of it. So what I do is I make it as compelling as possible and give them a visual that really invites them in. Because I think there's nothing more deadly than bullet point, bullet point, bullet point of the exact same thing that you're saying.
Right.
So, you know, one of the things I'm wanting people to get is if you're giving classes, make them interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, it's great to work with an umbrella organization because the technical part of it, we spent a lot of time taking my presentation and uploading it to an FTP site, which is, you know, a new newsletters for me. There's a lot involved. So if you can partner with somebody and then say to your clientele, all you need to do is pick up the phone and go to this website and you're plugged in. You've got the visual and the audio. But it doesn't cost, you know, the cost is minimal. In fact, I think this particular program was provided to members as a value added.
Right.
They don't have to get in their car. I just came back from a wonderful weekend training in Boston. You know, I had to find a hotel room, transportation, the hours in the car getting there.
The time away, yeah.
My time away from the office, where this way you can just, you know, pick up the phone at exactly the time. You don't have to get childcare. You don't have to park a car.
Right.
Distance learning is such the way to go. So,
there's no question about it. And, you know, there are thousands, who knows, maybe millions of webinars going on all the time. I'm doing two for IBM. I did one last Wednesday on software as a service, and I'm doing one tomorrow on social networking for IBM, a webinar.
I was going to bring up social networking because I thought, you know, I keep talking about learning Facebook or LinkedIn and really applying it. I thought, you know, if I taught it, then I would really learn it.
That's exactly right. But my only reason for bringing that up is because there are thousands of these going on every day. There are webinars being taught for free, and you can tune in anonymously. There's no reason today, ladies and gentlemen, not to get smarter, not to be better at what you do, and you can do it without telling the world that you didn't know before. 20 after, we'll be right back with Jane Pollock. Mr. Richard Pennyman, ladies and gentlemen. Otherwise known as Little Richard. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the small business advocate, and having a great visit with our good friend Jane Pollock, the author of Sole Proprietor, S-O-U-L, Sole Proprietor. Jane, give us the website, please.
It's www.janepollock, P-O-L-L-A-K.com.
JanePollock.com. Check that out, folks. They can find your book there, can't they?
They can find my book and lots of other good stuff.
Now, one of the things that we're talking about distance learning, folks. We're talking about all the different ways that you can get educated, you get smarter, you can learn about accounting, you can learn about managing cash flow, you can learn about building a website or maximizing the reach of your website, doing email marketing, learning how to be a bonsai plant grower, you know. I mean, you know, you can learn how to decorate eggs online. I mean, all kinds of stuff, right, Jane?
Anything you want.
I mean, literally. I mean, it's amazing the thing. When I think back, Jane, I mean, I'm a lot older than you, Jane, and so when I think back on how we learned things, how we got our people trained years ago, the expense, and I think about how uncompetitive small business owners were at helping at helping their employees to get trained and educated, and how big of an expense it was, how much precious capital was sucked out of the business for these people to go get training to be gone for several days. And when I think that now small business owners can just take their let their employees take an hour off of work and go to the training room or whatever, leave early or whatever, and get training online and never leave town, we have this tremendous opportunity to increase our competitive advantage, don't we? Because of
this is funding. And I think the issue is, we were talking about during the break, is that people, they stay with the status quo. So what I recommend is that you take a look at where you are in your business, what area needs to be improved, and actually dedicate time on a weekly or monthly basis to say, I will listen to 3 podcasts this month, to make that commitment, because it's, the tools are always out there, and which ones you pick up are up to you. So it's actually deciding, because they don't come to you. It's passive in that the stuff sits there and you have to go after it. So at some point, I realized several years ago I needed to improve my technology skills, and I went to a physical center so I could learn what I needed to know. So, I encourage business owners to look at what's going on in their business, what learning edge do they need to get across, and I think email marketing is a great example, or designing a blog. Somebody can teach you, but you need to schedule the time on your calendar and to make the commitment to somebody and to say, by January 1, I'm going to have my blog up. I'm going to be doing e-newsletter marketing or something, because it all exists. And what we're saying is tap into it. Take advantage, because it's there. When I was taking my coaching courses, when I was getting accredited as a coach, they had these, I think they call platforms or something. I could dial in and then hit a number and listen to any of, hundreds of examples of sample coaching. But we were required to listen to 3 each term or something, and so you had to be accountable. But they're all there. I could listen any time. So I would schedule something on my calendar, and when I had some downtime, I would sit there and listen, or make it a podcast and take it on a walk with me. There are all those blank times in our day where you can fill it up with learning, and I think there's nothing more exciting than that.
Well, exactly. And, another thing that's exciting to me is you can say to an employee, I'd like for our company to be better in email marketing. I'd like for our company to be better better represented on the social networking sites. I'd like for our company to learn to be able to be better at whatever. Pick something, any topic, and then find an employee and say, all right, now what I'd like for you to do, I'd like for you to take this project on because I think you have an interest in this. Go online, find the classes that you need to take. If they're free, great. If they're not, if you need whatever, $100 or whatever, take those classes and then come back to me. Tell me what you learned, and you can, without ever leaving the building, your people can become semi-experts at something and can help your company go to the next level.
It's an opportunity for them to be the star. And for me, I think the reason I do what I do is nothing lights me up more than seeing somebody else have the light go on when I've taught them something, because that's such a gift to give somebody. And they think you're a genius because you're the one who taught them that particular skill. So it's such a, it's such an energy provider for the person who's giving it and the person who's receiving it. And then synergistically, the company just gets better because there's all this enthusiasm and a spark that we can do something new now. We've got some knowledge that we didn't have before.
Well, think about this. I mean, you can get all this education, and all of a sudden, you and your people show up at work one day, and you've got all this new knowledge, and it's like you put a new motor in your race car.
I love that image. That's exactly right.
And all of a sudden, the marketplace says, "Wow, how'd they get so smart?"
Yes, and everybody sits up and takes notice when somebody comes with information that they don't have, and the guilty secret is it's all out there, but we've apprised ourselves of it. We've taken the time to do it, and that's who gets ahead in this world.
I'm going to say 8 or 9 out of 10 of these things that you can learn, these courses you can take, podcasts, webinars, whatever it may be, are free.
I know.
They're
Isn't
free.
That Many,
and even if they do cost money, it's like it's nominal. It's $20 or $100 or whatever, something not very much. Hey, Jane, give us the website one more time, please.
JanePollack.com, JanePollack.com.
And the book is called Sole Proprietor, SOUL. Thanks, Jane, for being here. Good job today.
My pleasure.
We'll see you next time. Quick break.
Bye-bye.
Right back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. Jim Cantarucci on the other side.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.